Now, with the sun promising to show its face more and more as we head towards summer, great news for all gardeners. The BBC Gardeners World Live will be back at the NEC in Birmingham from Thursday the 15th to Sunday the 18th of June. And returning to the show for a second year to host a series of very special In Conversation events is the brilliant Nikki Chapman. And I'm delighted to say she joins me on the line. Nikki, how lovely to catch up with you. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. And I'm really enjoying the fact that the weather is changing and we are looking from spring into summer to getting out into our gardens. And honestly, what a delight to be back at Gardeners World Live.
Absolutely. Now, it's been some journey for you, hasn't it, Nikki, from pop idol to plant pots, if I can put it that way.
I like what you did there. I like that. Yes. Do you know what? I was doing pop idol and they asked me to actually look at this competition. It was with Alan Titchmarsh and Dermot Gavin, and it was called Pot Idol. So we like what they did there as well. And I went in and I judged the ultimate plant. And then I did a little piece for BBC Breakfast News behind the scenes. And the RHS and the BBC both liked what I did and said, look, we know you're not an expert, but you're obviously very passionate about gardening and being outdoors. Would you like to be involved with the Chelsea Flower Show? And then from that, it really has snowballed. So I am a passionate gardener. And really, you know, these days in Birmingham, when I get to walk around and talk to some of the best in the business, real experts, so knowledgeable, it's like, well, it's the ultimate, really.
So how much sort of knowledge do you have about gardening now? How has that developed? Do you know all the Latin names for things?
Now, you ask me a Latin name and I fall apart. Is it absolute? And And you'd think by now, after all these years, that I'd be better, but I'm not. But the good thing is, when you go to your local nursery garden centre, they always understand what you mean, you know. And I've also got one of those fantastic apps on my phone.
Brilliant.
And so if I see something when I'm out and about, and I'm lucky because I film around the UK, I always take photographs and I save it. It's so simple, transform my life, then I can show someone and say, this is what I want. Do you sell it? Will it grow in my garden?
Cast your mind back to the first time you went to Gardeners World Live and walked in, because there would be a lot of people coming for the first time this year. What was your impression of the show?
Well, it was last year, was my first time that I had ever been, and I was overwhelmed because I didn't quite realise the scale of it. And it is such a celebration. And the things, when you walk into places like that, you think, okay, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to see the best, I'm going to see the most fantastic plants, the new launches. But in actual fact, it is a great entertainment experience because you've got the floral market. You've also got the cooking section, which is brilliant, which people absolutely love. You've got beautiful borders. There's a theme every single year. There's lots going on. And that's what I love, because there was something for everybody. But because it's so large, once you've had enough of one area, or you've shopped to your heart's delight, you can take a breather, get a drink, and then you can walk to a different section of the ground and see something completely different. And that's what I loved. It was a boiling hot day when I first ventured up last year. And the first, I had a shopping list as long as your arm. And I'm thinking, I'm meant to be doing some research here. I'm not meant to be working out what I'm going to buy for my garden.
And are you a buyer? Did you go away with carrier bags full of stuff?
I did, yes. On the Sunday, my car was heaving and I'd already cherry picked what I wanted to buy. But what I was really taken in by, because I'm very fortunate, you know, you kindly mentioned that I'm hosting the talks there and I'm talking to Monty, or it might be Alan Titchmarsh, it could be Francis, Adam Frost, Carol Klein, but also the growers and the designers and the people that are there on the floor. They have got so much time. There was an orchid specialist who must have spent 20 minutes with me explaining why I have some sort of green fly or something on my orchids and what I can do to keep them, which is kind to the planet, but also managing to make them survive. And there's just so much expert knowledge. And everybody has time for you. That's the thing with it. You know, they're there because they want to be there. And that's what's so lovely.
Gardeners love to chat, don't they? And every day's a learning day in the garden. I've spoken to many of the names of the people that you're going to be talking to. I've spoken to as well. And they all say the same thing. No matter how much you know, every day is a learning day.
Yeah, exactly. And not everybody has a garden. You know, you might have house plants. I mean, there's a big thing now is if you own a plant, you are a gardener. Being a spider plant, you know, in your kitchen or your bathroom, or whether you're lucky enough to have, say, a quarter of an acre, which I certainly don't. I've got an urban garden. But that's the lovely thing. People want to help you. And they're not necessarily just wanting to get a buy out of you, a purchase. They're genuinely interested in what you are growing. And the one thing that I got last year, which I'm sure we're going to see more of this year, is that because of the extremes of temperature that we're having, it's working with nature. If this doesn't work in your garden, don't worry. You might have grown it for the last 5 or 10 years, or you might even be new to gardening. But you know what? Working with your climate, we're not so structured anymore. And that's what I like. The fact that, you know, different places in the country can grow different things. So you've got the shopping, you've got stages, you've got demo areas, you've got gardening advice, but you've also got sort of family fun, and you've got the Good Food Show Summer with all the top experts there as well. So once you've when you've done your shopping and you've spoken to some experts, you can go and watch some food demonstrations and perhaps have something to eat.
Now, I saw a feature in a well-known magazine recently about your garden, which looks fascinating. It's got a tropical theme to it, hasn't it? Tell me about that.
Do you know what? I'm so pleased. About 3 years ago, we decided to redesign the garden. And I thought, well, you know, I know what I want. I know how I want to use my garden, but I'll get somebody in that really knows about it. So I asked Mark Gregory, who's a very good friend of mine. We filmed a Channel 5 show together. And I said, I want a wildlife-friendly garden. It's really small. I want trees. And because I've got a small garden, can we design something around that? I want it to be bee friendly. I want more plants. I want more shrubs. But I also want it to be an area that I can relax in and have entertaining space or perhaps work out there. And so I'm delighted with it. And what's so beautiful about when you're starting afresh with a garden is looking at it. And not everybody needs to have a brand new garden. You can adapt your own. But rather than having a huge hedge or a fence, I've got some pleach trees in, hornbeam pleach trees, which the birds love. So wildlife friendly, beautiful. I wanted more trees in my garden, but also give me that sense of privacy at the end of my garden as well. And it's a practical space. It's got lots of colour. It's vibrant. It's seasonal friendly. I want something that's going to look beautiful all year round. And I think we've achieved it.
Certainly the photographs that I saw, it looks
Oh,
absolutely
thanks.
amazing. Which sort of begs the question, there'll be people who may have seen that, who've got a similar size space. They live in a city, in a suburban area. What if you had to give them sort of a priority top three things that they should think about that was part of your thinking when you discussed this with the designer Mark Gregory, what would you advise them to think about?
Well, I would say, how do you use your garden? How much time do you have? And what do you want to give back? So, how do you use a garden? Are you going to be there? Have you got children? Is it just for you? How much time do you have? Are you time sensitive, or can you devote hours and hours every week to your garden? And also, what can we do to encourage wildlife into our garden? I mean, how often do we look at trees as we walk down the street? And I live in a city. I don't live in the country, sadly. And, you know, taking that time and thinking, what do I want to grow that's really going to make a difference to my life, but also get the animals, get the birds perhaps into your space. And people have gardens, but also people have community gardens. What can I grow? What should I do? So they're the three sort of things that I would think about if you're starting from scratch. But we can all make a difference, can't we? And you get so much out of it, so much.
Have you got an eye? I mean, your current garden obviously suits your purpose and you love it, but if you had an unlimited amount of space, money, and time, what sort of fantasy garden would you have? What would you have in it?
Oh,
What would you have in it? What about exotic plants, for example?
what a brilliant question. Well, if I had a lot of money and a lot of space, I would have different sort of sections. I would want a walled garden. I'd want to grow my own edibles. I would love that. And I'd want flowers for sort of 8 or 9 months of the year. But you're going to need a big walled garden for that, or certainly a lot of space. Definitely a walled garden. I would have a wild meadow. You see, I'm really going to town now because you've given me acres here. So I definitely have a wild meadow which I can leave, which would be amazing, and plant loads of wild seeds there and just enjoy. I'd have an orchard as well, because obviously time and money is no option to us with this fantasy garden. And then closer to me, I'd go for lots of bursts of colour. I want interest 12 months of the year. I would have areas that we could entertain in, we could eat in, we could relax in. Not necessarily a huge fan of lawns, is the truth. There might be a little bit of lawn there, but not really that bothered. But some beautiful beds with flowers and shrubs and trees that would flourish in the climate where I live, which is West London. So I'd want to be realistic as well. And then, because I'd have a few pennies left over in my back pocket, I would get an expert gardener to come around regularly and help me prune and keep it looking beautiful, because I always need an expert by my side.
Absolutely.
How about that?
That's fantastic. What a great imagination you've got. And you've put your Christmas wish list out there early,
I'll
Nikki,
start
haven't
saving.
You? BBC Gardeners World Live is back at the NEC in Birmingham from Thursday the 15th to Sunday the 18th of June. Lots of information on the website bbcgardenersworldlive.com. Importantly, of course, as how you can buy tickets. And remember that tickets also include entry into the BBC Good Food Show Summer. And Nikki, you've already told us about your fantasy garden, which would include some of your grow your own. Entry to this show gets you into Good Food Show Summer. Are you a foodie as well?
Definitely. Absolutely. Definitely. When I do the In Conversations With, so be it Monty or Alan Titchmarsh, we're standing there on a stage. And if I look out, you can see all the fantastic stands where the food is. And when I finish my last talk, which is probably around 4 o'clock, I head to the food stands. Absolutely. Yeah. So and I get fed at the end of the day, which is wonderful. If they catch my eye, they always welcome me up on stage, which is even nicer.
So if you got your plot to grow your own veg and things, what would you then cook? What would you grow and cook? What would you, if you had somebody said, right, you've got a perfect piece of land here to grow and you've got guests coming round on a Sunday, what would you grow and cook for them?
Well, I don't cook, so there you go. But I definitely eat. And I'm lucky because I've got a husband that loves cooking. So I'm sort of like the sous chef. So if I was growing, I would definitely grow raspberries, strawberries. I would have pear trees, apple trees. I'd go for that fruit crumble, fresh fruit crumble.
Nice.
Every single time.
Yeah.
I did grow tomatoes a few years ago and they looked amazing. And they were my babies. Tasted not very nice. I don't know quite what variety I got, but it obviously wasn't the right one because everybody else's homegrown tomatoes taste delicious. Mine looked beautiful, but failed in the taste department.
No.
So I'd have to ask some of the experts, but it'd be tomatoes, runner beans, definitely rhubarb if I could grow it. Might be a little bit dry where I am for that. But I would definitely go for the fruits 100%.
You got sweet tooth?
Definitely.
Sounds like it.
My rhubarb or my blackcurrant crumble, apple crumble. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. But there would be all sorts in there. There'd be onions, turnips, swede. I'd go the whole hog, in actual fact, if I had the space. I mean, I always dream of having an allotment, but definitely grow your own is the way forward for freshness, keeping it organic. And just that sense of I've achieved this, you know, putting the phone down for a minute. I mean, my phone is glued to my side and that is not healthy. And the one thing about being in a garden, looking after plants, perhaps growing your own, is you do have to put your phone down, and that's got to be a good thing in life.
It's a good thing for everybody's mental health, isn't it, to get rid of your phone.
Definitely.
On occasions, without a shadow of
Definitely.
A doubt.
Yeah.
Now, just finally, Nikki, obviously we've just recently had the coronation of King Charles III, and the headline show garden is a garden
yes.
fit for a king. Now, I can sound that you're already excited about that.
Really excited. I mean, it's a homage to King Charles III's gardens at Highgrove, and I've been lucky enough actually to go there, and it's incredible to think. I don't know how many years it's taken him to transform these gardens, but I mean, he really is a visionary, and it's all about sustainability and how we can garden and look after the environment. And Paulstone has taken all of those elements. I mean, it's been such a spectacular year, so I'm thoroughly looking forward to his garden, and perhaps a little bit of take home as well, just some of the ideas that he comes up with. We might not all have plots the size of Highgrove, but Paul Stone's designs are on a much smaller scale, and it shows us what we can do in a limited space.
Absolutely. Actually, your fantasy garden sounds a bit like the size of Highgrove. You're aiming high, Nikki. Well done.
Yeah, exactly. It is a gorgeous design. Absolutely. Yeah. And I've been lucky enough to interview King Charles. He was Prince Charles, obviously, when I chatted to him. about greening up a grey Britain and sustainability and getting rid of concrete on our driveways. And he's so informed. And it's not over the last 5 or 10 years. Prince Charles and now King Charles has been passionate about the environment and how we garden for decades. And I think, you know, he's been a real maverick in that respect. And he does do what he preaches.
BBCGardenersWorldLive.com is the website address where you can book tickets and, of course, catch up with the brilliant Nicky Chapman on the BBC Gardeners World Live Theatre in conversation with gardening royalty, Nicky, isn't it? Monty Donnellan, Titch Marsh, Adam Frost, Carol Klein, they're all going to be there. It's been fantastic to catch up with you, Nicky. I know you've got lots to do before we get down to Birmingham. So enjoy the rest of your day and thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you all there.